The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still
Jason Isaac, director of Life Powered, a project of the Texas Public Policy Foundation to raise America's energy IQ.
Appreciate you joining us today here on the phone line in our Industrial Forest studio. And let's talk about your organization first, the genesis and how you kind of, what you guys do.
Sure. Actually, we got started about 10 years ago as an initiative to really push back against a clean power plan, seeing that it wasn't going to do anything to improve the environment, but it was going to increase the cost of energy. And that hurts the poor more than anyone else when you do that. As I tell people often, expensive energy hurts the poor. That's the shortest talking point I can come up with. We were successful in those efforts back a few administrations ago, and then rebranded a little over 3 years ago as Life Powered. We were called Fueling Freedom. Now we're Life Powered, and we're a national initiative of the foundation, work on both federal and state policy. We do research on grid issues, energy, environmental leadership here in the U.S., and really try to just advocate for exporting our environmental leadership and our energy around the world to promote human flourishing.
Fourth generation native Texan, Jason Isaac, on the line with us here. Are you based in Texas now?
I am, yes. Our headquarters is in Austin. We're a political think tank, have over 100 employees, and we're based in Austin, and we're this little corner of a block that's probably the most freest block in Austin.
Absolutely love the dog park. I love your dog park in downtown Austin, man. It's got right on the river there. I bring my dog there whenever I'm in Austin and let her jump in the river. I laugh because she brings back trash. She'll go out and see like a cup or something, go out and get it. And
that's awesome.
I got video. We call her, our dog, she's a stray from a reclamation site. So we call her Frackleberry Hound.
And nice.
She's our mascot. She goes to trade shows. We register her. She's got a DNA test, you know, for the whole deal to make sure she's not temperament going to bite anybody. Great dog, that sort of thing. You know, and we'll talk about that in a moment or two, some of the public relations involved with energy. But your background, you do have a political background. House of Representatives, tell me about your political background.
Yeah, I served four terms from 2011 to 2019 in the Texas House of Representatives. Before that, I was a sales guy working in the trucking industry, just marketing technology and truck components to trucking companies around the country, and got a little frustrated with some of the taxes that were taking place and changes that were taking place in government and the state, and decided I'm not going to sit around and complain about this and sit on the sidelines and just scream. I'm actually going to get in the game and try to make a difference, and was successful in doing that and reforming taxes for businesses and really homeowners and reducing tax liabilities in the state of Texas to make us even a more prosperous state, more free state, keep more of what you earn. And so I did that for 8 years, sat on the Energy and Environmental Regulation Committees, among others. And that was really a passion of mine, studying energy, our environmental leadership, how we do things right here in Texas and in this country, and how that impacts people around the world.
Writing down a couple things. I didn't realize you came out of the trucking industry, so I want to get back to that. Trucking industry, of course, the backbone of our economy. A lot of people will say that the railroad is. That might be fine. And then the trucking industry is definitely the arteries and the capillaries and everything else. And there's an issue happening in Canada right now with the COVID vaccines. And I don't want to talk about the COVID vaccines. I want to talk more about how the truckers are kind of that first line of defense, the canary in the coal mine, if you will, that what happens to the trucking industry a lot of times happens to the rest of the small businesses because they are the first line of defense of small businesses. A lot of people don't understand that, and I think you do. The second
you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
The second thing I want to talk about is the gas inflation 1-2 punch. So let's talk about the trucking thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people don't recognize the importance of the trucking industry, and they don't recognize the importance of the oil and gas or the energy fossil fuel industries here in the United States. And it's just a lack of education. It's a lack of knowledge. This is something I dealt with in the trucking industry. People complain about truckers. They hate truckers on the road. They don't recognize that passenger cars cause a vast majority. It's like over two-thirds of the accident that trucks are involved in. These are professional drivers, but everything that we consume and wear and essentially touch on a daily basis has at one point in time been in or on a truck. The roof over our head would not be possible without a truck. And it's the same thing for the oil and gas and really the fossil fuel industry. None of the products that we use on a daily basis would be made possible without fossil fuels. And people take them for granted. They think they demonize both trucking and fossil fuels, and they don't recognize that we produce those more responsibly here in the United States, arguably, than anywhere else in the world.
You know, you brought up a really good point. One of the things that I've been talking about to the oil and gas industry over the last several years is that it is my belief that the light switch has replaced the oil and gas worker, the coal worker. Because I watched it happen to agriculture. I watched the grocery store take out the farmer. I grew up in agriculture. I listened to my farmer cousins and relatives complain how they're the ones feeding the world, but the guy who owns the grocery store is getting all the glory at church and getting all the glory at the basketball games and things like that. The farmers were kind of getting picked on as dirty hicks, you know? And so then, you know, come to think of it, that happened to the truckers too. You're right.
It's happened to the truckers, the farmers, the ranchers. It's happened to people in the agriculture industry. I went to college in East Texas in a big forestry area, and that industry has been demonized, which is just awful. And these people are just trying to go to work every single day to provide for their families and put a roof and over your head and food on your table and keep the lights and the heat on when we need it. But people do, they just, unfortunately, have become demons in some people's eyes. And that's the narrative that a lot of kids are learning about right now. And we're trying to change that at Life Powered here at the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
What do you make of that statement? I brought up my agriculture background, right? I grew up where I essentially watched the grocery store take out the American farmer with the perception, you know, we get our food at the grocery store. We don't need farms. So it's kind of like right now, you know, the light switch, as long as the light switch works, nobody cares about the coal worker, the oil and gas worker, the natural gas worker, because the light switch works. And I would argue that the trucking industry, the same thing happened to them, where somewhere along the lines, people went to the mall and they were like making fun of the truckers that were actually delivering the stuff that they were wearing. So you worked in politics. You were a state rep and stuff. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, what's going on with the energy industry, with the disconnect and with the politicians, and so just some of that specifically for the oil and gas industry.
Sure. I've seen it firsthand with these associations, whether it be, and I had long involvement and still have really close friends within the trucking industry and trucking association. I've seen it with the oil and gas industry and really a lot of industries. They play well in the domes, the capitals around the country, to make sure that good policies either get passed or bad policies get killed that aren't detrimental to their industries. So they're really good in the domes. They're not great at public relations. They're not great at education. And that's an aspect that needs to be improved. And I think a lot of the industries are trying now that they're behind the eight ball, that people are coming after them. They want to end fossil fuels. They want trucks off of our roads. You know, even Forrest Lucas, you know, Lucas Oil founder, has an initiative called Protect the Harvest. And he's trying to protect American farms and American farmers. So there are some efforts that are ramping up now and have been going around for a few years. And here at Life Powered, we're actually playing in the classroom. We're working on getting good policies passed at our State Board of Education, our Texas Education Agency, to make sure that kids are learning good things about all of the energy that we produce here in this state in an unbiased form, so that they understand when they turn the lights on where that electricity is coming from and what it means to manage a grid. So it's really exciting. We're working, you know, really K-12 education. And the other industries and associations need to be copying what we're doing and doing that to protect their industries. And so kids will understand that, oh, it was actually a diesel-powered farm truck that, you know, plowed and made this possible for me to have this meal on my table. It wasn't the grocery store that made it possible. The grocery store is just the middleman, if you will. I think we're going to look back at the shutdowns and the lockdowns as to be a really good thing, because for the first time, massive, the parents had a window into the student's classroom. And I can't tell you how many countless stories I heard from parents. One in particular who walked by, heard her, I believe, fourth grade daughter's lesson and slammed her laptop closed because she was so furious at the hatred and vitriol that was coming from the teacher. And it was stuff like what you're talking about, where they want to use students as props to motivate and get their ideology in front of policymakers. I experienced this my first legislative session in 2011, and I got about 25 letters from students that were drawn with crayons. These are kids that are first and second grade telling me I'm mean, I'm hateful, please don't do this to us, please don't cut funding for education, why are you such a bad person?
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty
black Cadillac with no brakes. It's like a girlfriend lying to you. For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code OTIS. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code OTIS.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us every night we make a toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you. Let there be light.
Hi, this is Sarah Phillips with Knight Energy Services, conducting my first The Crude Life podcast with Jennifer McIntyre. Be safe, right? You can't pause and wait 100%. For a politically correct answer, right? So what benefits do you think there are with this machismo culture?
I wouldn't even say that it's that type of culture. I would say that it is, conciseness is definitely a necessity in our industry.
Right.
And the quicker you learn that, the better. People are not being mean to you. They are trying to get something done efficiently, correctly, quickly. Right. And that can bleed over into, like, I talk to people all the time and they're like, they think I hate them. I'm like, I don't hate you. I'm just trying to convey to you what we need to do here in a quick and concise fashion so that we can move on and do what we need to do. So you definitely adopt that permanently. I don't think it's a bad
thing. Yeah. And then you can't, like, talk to other people because...
Correct. Even my kids are like, Mom, no. You know what I mean? Like, you're drill sergeant, just Mom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But... it is hard. You do kind of have to put your feelings aside. It is a necessity.
You do. But I'll tell you what, my 24-year-old son... and I won't mention the person that we were talking about, but they're going through a hard time. I don't really understand why this individual is going through a hard time. It's a peer of his, right? So another young 20-something-year-old. And I'm like, they need to suck it up. Like, I do not understand what the issue is here. Like, they need to just get on with life. Like, mm-hmm. And he turned around to me and he said, Mom, not everybody is as strong as you. You need to realize that. And I'm telling you what, he checked me. I stopped and I was like... you probably are right. And I'm not being big-headed about that, but it just made me take a breath and a break and be like...
try to understand
correct.
The way that other people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? There are some times that I probably do need to slow down, explain things a little bit better, be a little bit more understanding, because you adopt that and it carries over into your everyday life, right?
Yeah.
That method of communication.
Yes, it does. And then it is difficult to
correct.
Communicate with other people.
Yeah.
Once you are immersed in that culture.
Yeah.
You know? I like it.
I do too.
Right?
I prefer it that way. Like, I like when people talk to me. I know exactly where I stand and what I'm doing.
Exactly. You don't have to guess. You don't have to know if they're saying exactly what they mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So what advice do you have to women who just entered this industry or are thinking about entering it?
So I've mentored a lot of women that have come into the industry.
Yeah.
I would say that probably a good 75 to 80% of them don't last longer than a couple of years, which I think is a real shame.
Do you think it's because of what we were just talking about? The putting your feelings
aside? I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that women in the oil field now are very different than the role that a lot of women played in the oil field 10 years ago,
yeah,
15 years ago.
Right.
And a lot of those historic guys have one of two things. Either they want to assume you're like that woman in the oil field 15 years ago, which is something I'm not interested in.
Right.
Or they want nothing to do with you because they assume
that
you are.
That was my biggest challenge when
Correct.
I started sales.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that whenever I was engineering, supervising the rigs.
I won't name the company man.
There's one in particular?
There was one in particular that I love, and I adore him. Like, he's one of my favorite people now. I went out to his rig 6 times and over like a 2-week period, and he would not let me on. And I had people working on that location, like literally working on that location. I had to talk to him about stuff. There was a reason. I wasn't just calling for the sake of calling.
Right.
And finally, I called him and I said, I really have to come up there and talk to you. And I got up to the trailer, walked in to the section right before, like, the little half door. And he's like, I'm going to let you behind here. He said, you're going to sit your ass in that seat and you're going to wait a minute. I'm like, yes, sir. Okay. He goes out and he goes and grabs a random roughneck and brings him in and sits him in the seat next to me. And he's like, this dude's going to sit here for the entirety of your visit here. What do you have to say? Because he's worried. I mean, how
and
horrible.
And you understand it, right?
I totally
so
understand
it's not like
why.
That made you mad.
Didn't make me mad at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So you've got these two different mentalities, and I just felt terrible for that man. Like, and it took time, but to
but
this.
You also understood why you felt that way because of
correct.
What used to happen.
Yes, absolutely. Correct. But after, you know, time, and we did a good job, and I was always there, and I constantly answered my phone at 2 o'clock in the morning, and whatever tasks and whatever he put in front of me were done, he's like one of my best friends now. You know, it takes time, but I totally understand why he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago. So you have to convey, when a new woman is coming to this industry, you have to convey that history to them in a way that isn't going to scare them away, but is honest enough that they truly understand what they're going to come up against out there. Because otherwise they're in for a serious shock. And it could be lots of different types of shocks, and I think we both know that. Do you know what I mean? It could be lots of different things that could happen, but they need to be prepared for that.
For more, what are you talking about? Like more women entering the industry and being
I'm talking
prepared?
About young women who enter the industry need to be prepared of about the history of what part women played 15, 20 years ago in the industry.
So that they know how to handle
Correct.
It, like the
and it's not a shock
guy
to them.
That you dealt with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it doesn't bother them.
Yes, it can't.
Mm.
It can't. We're still working against those stereotypes. But there are also benefits to being, definite benefits to being a female, particularly on the account management or sales side of things. So you have those guys that are much more reticent to talk to you. But I guarantee you, once you prove your worth to them, they are 20 times more loyal to you than they are to a male counterpart. And that's a horrible thing to say, but you have worked 20 times harder to prove yourself, and they do realize that. They eventually
I've
realize
I've experienced
it,
that
and they
completely.
Are you they then feel that you are like their granddaughter or their daughter, and they would literally lay down and die for you. I mean, that if you are good at your job, those are the type of relationships you eventually get to. And I don't know if all of our male counterparts get to that point, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
And people ask me, how are you so close to them? Well, I literally slogged my guts out until I was accepted and he saw worth in me.
And you
didn't have to do that because he already assumed that you were worth something when you walked out here. I have to prove it.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Like, you do have to prove your worth. Mm-hmm. But
and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
it's like a challenge.
Me too. Well, not only that, but you know ahead of time when those guys are like that to you,
yeah,
that they will eventually be one of your most loyal, like, closest friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I tell them all the time, I'm like, gotcha, bitch. And they're like,
yeah,
shut up, right? I'm like, I gotcha.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I mean, even in my short year, like, I've had people where at first I cried because I was getting acclimated to the whole...
And that's why girls give up.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in that stage.
I cried, and then I went home, and then I had a fire burn under my ass, and I was like, this guy is going to be my friend, you know? And, like...
I am good at my job.
Mm-hmm.
I am justifiable. You know what I mean?
And you're not going to stop me.
Correct.
Yeah, just because I'm a female.
Yep.
Yeah. But I also understand it. Like you said, like, it's crazy how much I completely identify with a lot of the things that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, we're about done here. Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, this has been so much fun. I love this.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
There you are where my heart would rest at. In the meantime, I've left behind something that I can't forget. It's short fibers are turning tight, your fibers are burning bright. Short fibers are turning tight, your fibers are burning bright. Short fibers are turning tight, your fibers are burning bright.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
I'm in another life, but in the meantime, turning tight, your fibers are burning bright.
Years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us every night be making toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you. Let there be light.
Hey everybody, this is Ken Lavin. I am live here at the NAEP Show in wonderful Houston, Texas. And I have a very special guest today. I have Bobby Adkins of iTank Data. Can you say hello to everybody for me?
Hello everyone, glad to be here.
Hey guys, I wanted to introduce you to this amazing product because two things. One, it is also amazing, but also two, you are actually a landowner yourself, you're actually a producer, so you can actually relate to this product even more so to the guests out there. So give us a little bit of rundown. What is iTank Data?
All right. iTank Data is a remote monitoring tool that allows you to see the fluid in all of your tanks on your cell phone. Some people say it's like a Ring doorbell, where you take a dumb doorbell to being a smart doorbell. Now you can take a dumb tank into being a smart tank. So that's what we're doing, and operators are using this with their oil tanks, water tanks, chemical tanks, especially chemical tanks. That's never been done before. And then they're also adding in if you need diesel from above ground diesel tanks. So any fluid, then this can be measured, and it can be sent straight to your cell phone 24/7. That's iTank Data.
Wow. Guys, that's awesome. And see, we are actually showing one of the programs here currently. It's a quick overview. And as he was showing here, some of the production costs just alone. Now, tell us a little bit about that production losses that you're actually saving. Just a rough overview.
Sure. This is fantastic. CFOs get it in a blink. Operational guys figure it out. The field guys, they love it too because it makes it a little easier on their lifestyle. Okay, so this is our website, and what we're doing is we're adding this feature so someone can go and plug in any downtime. Of course, with iTank Data, you'll know if wells are down the day of, within the 24-hour period, sometimes within a six-hour period if you just happen to look at your phone, so you know and you're able to jump back and get the production going again. This calculates downtime, pulling unit costs. If your field supervisor that's out there, and our units are $575 and then $20 a month on a data plan. So for less than a dollar a day for the data plan, a little more, just, and you amortize it to, say, $1.25 a day. These things pay out pretty quickly, but from the raw cost of production going down, this is the calculator that's going on the website, so you can punch in your own data on if it's a 6-barrel-a-day well or 60-barrel-a-day well. Or maybe they're much larger than that in horizontals, which run horizontals all over. We're in 18 states, and we're working with oil, again, oil chemicals, and also salt water. And it helps everyone with the pickups, deliveries, and it's in a real-time fashion. So the digital tools here enable you to see your actual return.
Man, that's amazing. And I even, you were telling me here offline, you were talking about that some of these even have a sat phone ability. Is that right? So to where you can get to even very, very remote areas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, they're primarily cell phones that are based on Verizon or AT&T, but if we're out way out, and that's a lot of America even, we've got sat phone capability. Currently, we're even quoting for Oman to use sat phones out of Oman. So it's going quite well, and we're spending a lot of time with some great companies worldwide and global players, and they're able to put these little small instruments and tools onto the whole operation to make it more efficient.
Well, perfect. I'm going to show a quick picture if you want.
Sure.
And so they can see it. We actually have one here.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way this works is that you have a cell phone that's underneath this bubble cap right here. And then you actually will have a 2-inch port, in, whether it's a chemical tank, oil tank, water tank. And you'll have this sitting on top of the tank with this line going into the tank. And then you can keep this transducer out of the sludge at the bottom of the oil tank. Other tanks, it's fine, whether it's chemicals. But saltwater tanks, you want to keep it out of the bottom. This has a bladder on it, and it measures the fluid weight. We then text all this information constantly throughout the day, and then it converts it to fluid levels. And we calibrate it simply by putting the serial number that's on every unit and plugging it in. And we go to our laptop or computer or call us directly, and then we calibrate it to the inch. And then we know that we're now set up for everything to go forward. So as the fluid moves up and down, we know 24/7 what that is. But that's how we were able to communicate from the tank. And that's our tagline, talk to your tanks.
Yeah.
24/7.
Well, that, Bobby, thank you very much. What is the best way for everyone to get in touch with you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, the best way would be on our website. Just go to iTankData.com. And so that's where we have our office number there, and we've got our sales team and guys that are ready to help. But most importantly, we service the product, because a lot of people are a little bit scared with technology. But of course, everyone that's on it now, that'd be like leaving your smartphone to go back to a wall phone. And so this is to where once people have used it, they sit there and say, well, that's all there is to it. And it's because we help make it simple. Mm-hmm. And we also give great service 24/7 on whatever that's needed. And we always pick up the phone. So that's a big, hey, that's an important
that's
thing.
That's huge in our industry. Oh,
can I add one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
For the larger orders, say for 1,000 units, it'd be $575,000. What we're able to do is treat this like how we would buy our iPhones. So now it's just on a data plan. So you don't actually fork over or write one check for $575. We set it up and we spread it out over a 36-month period.
Really?
And so that makes it really easy. So when you're already cash flow positive on the first month, it works out really well for the industry. So we're getting these orders of 100 and 200 and 500 tanks, and some are talking about in the thousands to spread it out over a year for their takedown rates. And that's a big thing from a cost standpoint, which CFOs think that's very important to know.
And speaking of CFOs, a good parlay in, we actually just interviewed an owner just recently, he was super excited and was singing your praises at iTank Data. So be watching for that interview as well. We'll be getting his perspective on iTank Data as well. Guys, reach out to Bobby. Have any questions, he is always available. Check out the website.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. At an opportune time, and it doesn't mean I'm one of the guys, but I'm grateful you gave me hope in my eyes. Still none of us up in the play, we don't think enough about the beauty we make. It's all work here every day, but when the lights go out, it's then that I say, sad to behold, nothing you could do will make me go. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never wanna leave. But let the world judge, cause they don't see. 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles burning bright. All the light you could endo, 5,000 candles here at night. 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles burning bright. All the light you could endo, 5,000 candles here at night. And then soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because you could love somebody like you. They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you are going to want to act today on this limited special from MyPillow. Check it out. A $70 pillow, now only $20. That's right. The standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well. The MyPillow towels, the topper, the slippers. It is all on a deep discount with the promo code Otis. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 800-598-4268. That's 800-598-4268. Once again, that thank you special is a standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98. And do not forget to use the promo code Otis.